So with all the recent noise about tariffs, the question is, will the Koenig brand be going up in price? What's going on? I'm Scott from Koenig, and today, in lieu of today's podcast, we're going to be kind of diving into some of the things that are related to the tariffs and be able to tell you how they affect the Koenig brand. Now, I will say this, if you want to know how tariffs work, the best place to go is actually going to be over to this video here. It's the Alex Martini video. He did a great job in basically saying what tariffs are and what they're not, and that's not going to be my focus today. I'm just going to relate about questions that have come in over and over and over again through customer service emails, through direct messages and comments, and try to touch on how it affects the Koenig brand and kind of give you an idea of what's in store to come. So let's get into that. Now, when it comes down to tariffs, we obviously know today is going to be a pretty impactful day. Now, we don't know if today will truly liberate us or not. However, what is going to be announced today may come with a lot of detail, or it could come in a very vague sense, and we may be guessing for a while to come. Now, let's keep in mind a couple things here. The first thing is that when we start talking about the next month that's in front of us, there are some pretty monumental things that could sway how much things cost in the future, depending on which way they go. So there are some things that happen when we start talking about tariffs. They don't always have to do with where a good directly comes from. For example, we all know about the extra increase on Chinese goods, and right now, our products do not come out of China. So in theory, we're not affected by that tariff directly. However, here's how things could go. Supply chains are based on global demand, and I'm not going to get too much into that, but basically when supply chains start to break, there's a law of supply and demand that essentially will change pricing throughout industries. That potentially could happen. If that was to happen, it may be an absorbable amount or may not be an absorbable amount. In addition to that, we also know that in a very short period of time, we're going to find out whether this administration will release something called reciprocal tariffs, and depending on which country of origin your goods come from, regardless of what industry or segment you are talking about, there could potentially be an increase, again, that could be absorbable or not absorbable. In addition to that, there is a looming aluminum and steel tariff that is hanging on which products it could be affected when they come into the United States and how those raw goods enter into the United States. Now, there's a little bit of caveat to this, because as much as it sounds like this is a blanket statement and it's ironclad, it's not, because they are still referencing individual product HTS codes or harmonization codes. Those are the codes that have to do with exactly which product segment products fall under, and whether they will be tariffed has to do with whether those codes are added to those lists. So this is going to be one of those ones we're going to have to keep an eye on, but we do know that over the course of the next month, by May 3rd, we intend to hear what exactly this means with more detail, and there will be some expansion on the HTS codes that have been previously announced. So again, these are open question marks we just don't have the answers to. So right now, the best thing to do is kind of stay day by day. Make sure you feel free to send us questions if you have any. All right, so here's another question we get quite a bit. Aren't Koenig wheels manufactured in China? And the answer to that is no. Now, to give you a complete answer, we have to have a little history session. Koenig has been owned for the past 20 plus years by a company called YHI International. Now, YHI International is a distributor, but also they are a wheel manufacturer and one of the larger ones in the world for aftermarket and some OE projects. Now, they manufacture wheels of a lot of popular brands that you know. And in addition to that, they have factories all across the world. So the question would come up, where are these factories? So they have factories in Taiwan, Malaysia, and yes, in China. Now, where we manufacture our wheels, because these factories are owned by our company, our parent company, it really had more to do with logistics, not cost. Now, when it comes down to logistics, you have to remember that the Koenig brand is sold all over the world. And when we sell those wheels all over the world, it means that certain wheels are going to be in certain regions. And we were going to choose the factory that makes the most amount of sense for the region where most of those wheels would be going. Here's what you should know. Since about 2020, you know, where that whole pandemic thing happened with all that stuff. Well, basically we have been moving more and more product outside of China since then, which means that the direct tariffs that we're talking about of the Chinese goods, they don't directly affect us anymore. All right, so another question that we get quite a bit, and this is kind of makes sense, it's the time of year. Does any of the recent policy changes have any effect on the arrival of Koenig's 2025 lineup? This is a great question, and the answer to it is yes. So something that we saw back a few years ago when the last issues of pandemic and tariffs happened, we watched supply chains break. And usually what happens, if you remember the whole toilet paper thing, where you went to go get toilet paper and then there was no toilet paper, and then people told you that don't worry, there's enough toilet paper, but every time you went to the store for toilet paper, there wasn't any toilet paper there. Well, that happens in a much more global sense across the board with supply chains. So you may find that things like boxes, paints, caps, tooling for machinery. And we've said this before in the last time we went through this, that some of those things get interrupted. And when they do, it causes slowdowns or delays. And that has been happening with speculation even a few months ago about what potentially would happen either during an election or what had been promised. Now, with that said, some of these delays have started to mount. What's happening with our 2025 lineup? Essentially, we're starting to experience some delays. So, related question that many of you ask are the new wheels already on back order? By definition, the answer is yes, because if you don't have them and people place orders with them, then you have a back order. However, I will say this, a lot of our newer wheels are starting to back order very quickly. And if you call a retailer or you call a wholesaler and you go to place your order, you may hear them say, yes, these are on back order. Back orders are important, especially in a launch year, because a back order will hold your place in line. That means if you place it number 50, you'll get your wheels number 50. But if you wait until they come in, you may have to deal with the fact that so many before you already got their wheels. So my suggestion for anybody that is waiting for a 2025 wheels, you will start to see retailers that are listing them now. Just go ahead, place the back order. Find out the policies of your retailer when you're placing that order. Many of them have a no issue as long as you cancel before they ship. Make sure that actually applies to the retailer you choose and just get them on order. This way you have your place held in line and your wheels will go out as soon as they arrive. All right, so the last question we're gonna answer today about these tariff thingies is, could tariffs affect my price if I'm located outside the US? I am so glad that you asked this question because there are a couple things that we just don't know, but there's a couple things that we do know. Number one, I have to say, just as an overview before we get started, if you are actively looking at this video right now, I recommend that you call your local retailer and find out, because as you've noticed, things seem to be changing quite quickly. And if you were, let's say, in Canada, that could change violently very fast. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that you have the most up-to-date information. But at this time, the things that are going to be the most impactful on people that are outside the US has everything to do with the things I mentioned before. Things like supply chains, bookings, and some other things like people actually moving outside of China to be able to manufacture their product. It could cause delays and other things, and it's a very domino type of effect. And just as a reminder, obviously we know this is a very fast-paced, moving type of information structure, and there's also a lack of clarity from a lot of different areas. So stay tuned. We will do our best to keep you updated at that time and let you know if there's going to be any price increases from us or if we see anything that's really jarring to our industry. There's one thing I want to kind of mention when it comes to China. 90% of the world's wheel production is done in China and will never, ever, ever be able to leave China. Now, I know I threw a lot of nevers and evers in there, but could it ever happen one day? Maybe. But the skill level in China and the manufacturing capability that they have has such a head start comparatively to the rest of the world that to be able to move that type of wheel production would take decades. And because of that, right now, there's only going to be so many companies that are going to be able to be outside of China indefinitely. So that's pretty much it. We wanted to kind of interrupt our normal podcast schedule to bring you these questions because we understand that it's a topic that seems to be coming up quite a bit. And with all the news, we can understand your concern. Anyhow, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate you. And if you have any comments, throw them down below. Take care of yourself. We'll catch you on the next one.